Walling Sim Kofei, another sigil of Melichot. So the Sif Yud, the Sif Yud, these Sifim are Derek Chala brought down in other places. And they say, Kim will always send you to other places. We're doing it at the Shlomo Indian. We're focused, the kids are on the Rishonim, the Kurish Malacha, more inside the ideas, and less inside the Lomdis. Sif Yud is Locha of a Tafel Umaliach, it's brought down to three different places, once over here in Sif Yud, once in Sim Ayin Sif Gimel, or once in Sim Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei. In the first Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, when it's Torah Maliach, the Tamei Tafel, it's Mutter. Meaning you have a kosher piece of meat, that's salty. That's told you how much any nechel machlas molchoi. That's touching some of tummy, a treif, a nevela, a chazer. How it's tuffle. Tuffle means it's not salty. What's halacha? The Gemara says mutter. Mutter. Hashes, that means you have two pieces of meat. You have a chazer touching kosher piece of meat. If the chazer is not the salty one, is a tuffle, should be mutter. And therefore, that's how the Torah brings out his father Rosh, Seva Shuma, touching things are mutter. Kamal Levan the Sugyo, as the second Malach the Sugyo, says that Dilan says that it's mutter, meaning when it's the tzir comes out of the thing that's kosher over here, and now they're touching through the case of tzir, through the brine over here, therefore the tzir does not answer it. However, when they're touching each other, at the end of the day, the tomei over here, even though it's tafel, but it has the koyach of touching the thing that's salty, that's over here, that's kosher, affect one to another, and then it comes to answer one to another. That means you have a Gemara that says when it's tummy is a tofel, it's mutter, the question is what the kimto. The symbol of kimto means they're touching each other. Atzad Hashem, the Ram understands it means that seer over here, when it's touching the case over here, it's also. Lalochar, the Mechaber brings down over here, and it's Simon Tarek Aleph, Agal and Simon Ayn Yatushitas, the Kamel says the Lochar Maiset is mutter. Lavush, Yom Tushloimer, touching it when the tummy is tofel, the Maiset is mutter. Atzad Hashem, the Mechaber brings down, Vish Lokal, all the Mok Mehfs and Rupa. I think Gemara, the most case is not the case of it's here. Now, since we have Tomato Olim Mokim Hefsid, the question was, what does it mean? Where the Shach, when he says on Simon Ayin, he said, to make Olim Mokim Hefsid Meruba. So, if we go on the Shach there, what do you mean? We them over here, he said, Mokim Hefsid. There he says, can we make Olim Mokim Hefsid Tzas? I don't know, instead of here, the word Hefsid over here. I also think you make Olim Mokim Hefsid. I think there are a few levels, Hefsid Tzas, Hefsid, Hefsid Meruba. But somehow, either we make Olim Mokim Hefsid Meruba, Hefsid have success, and then we'll just go back to the Ikasigyo. That means it comes out that even though we know that Kal Negeit Melichas Melich Kiviseach, we have one limitation, Sefiot, that what's the limitation? The Machabah is making when it's touching, the Mod making when it's seer, Makam Hefsid when the case is touching. A second limitation or exception to rule Melich Kiviseach is the Lochan Sefiot Aleph. Sefiot Aleph is brought down the Sigyo of the Tal Govar. Also brought down the Gate of Lichon, Simon Ayin Sif Dalid, and Simon Tarek Aleph Sefer, also three different places. In the cover of this, the Gemara Pesach, we learn Daf Ayin Vav, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, to recite the Tog Gavar or Lav Gavar. We are passing like Shmuel, the two prices like it, and therefore we saw the Loch already to Tog Gavar by the Sugi in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is a case of Bishl and Sli. We saw again in Sif Vav, Sugi of Sli. Now they get the Sugi of Melech, we say the same idea of the Tog Gavar. Someone called me, he wanted to know, he had a steak in the fire, he picked up the fork, took it out, passed it over, fell down on top of a piece of butter. Picks it up, moves it, and he frantically calls me, what's going to do with the case of the steak? What's the luck of the steak? The fella, a boiling hot steak, mamish off the fire, falls on top of butter. What's the luck of? Right, clipper, right. Why? To talk about and the make level they porto, klipo, and therefore take off the thinnest piece of mantle here, and the rest of mice is mutter. It's a piece of body fell on top of it. It melted a little bit, you just take it off, and that's it. That's a locha. Sleep. That's a talk of life. Locha sifov, klipo. What? The talk of life, klipo. No different kachos shuma, no different klipo. It's a gimel, gemor, I involve klipa, make love by the porto. That should have been the easy part. Fine. Now, come the Raj when he discusses what locha they gave to Melicha. Do we say Melich is Kirisayach? And therefore, as a locha to talk about by Rusayach, by the Tzli, we're doing by the case of Melicha. Now, he asked me, what's Nafkamino? In the case of kachosh, either way, by the case of licha, it's klipo. Nafkamina, the case of shomim. In the case of shomim over here, the bottom thing might say hot, then the lacha is the case of shishim. The bottom thing is cold, then the case of klipo. What? It's meluach, the same thing. Just like we apply to say, bottom is hot, shishim, bottom is cold, you also, nachmechal, the bottom thing over here is the case of salty, also be the same halacha. Topping is salty, be a case of klipo. Now, we're not machalk with the issue with the hetero, is not machalk as the Torah speaks out. Therefore, we have one idea over here that the Rashba said is the idea of the talk over applies from melicha. Atzal Hashani, those are the places in Afkofi Gimel Menalot. And Tosha says the idea of the talk over is only by things in the gear to heat, and non negate is something that's salty over here. It's machalikis. The Rosh goes this way, the Ben Aperit, the Grace of Smack, the Torah goes this way, explains the story, the Taz and the Shach. What's the whole idea of the talk over? The question is, one is affecting the other one. Who's being goyva over who? Who's heating up who? Who's cooling down who? That's about like Rav and Shmuel. They're affecting and changing one to another. Mashenkin the koyach and meliach. How do you stop salting things from having the koyach? You wash it off, adokho. So by the case of heat, how do you cool it off? By the cold thing touching hot things, it cools it off. So the question, who's cooling and who's heating? But here, the way to stop the koyach of the salt is adokho. No one did adokho here. So it's not stopping the koyach of the salt. Divish not make a difference whether it's a Torah or a law. Either way, it should be the same halacha. Not the mechalik. Case of shomim could be case of shishim. That's the mechalik to show them. The ma'aseh come with the mechap over here and he passes into two seita Torah gavar. And the other come out when you have a case of the bottom one over here is not salt over here. A case of a klip over here. Now there is a kasha. You learn the halacha in Simon Tzadik Aleph Sefei. The mechab over there says there is no chilk in the case of the Torah law. For sure, mechaber. And for the shach over there, it says, why? The only time there's a chilk in the case of shomim, not by kachosh. Kachosh, either way, it's a klipo. So when the mechab over there is saying there is no chilk, is when they're both kachosh, both klipo. But when there is a chilk, when it's shomim. When shomim would be the case of shishim, however, it's a togobar, then the Bible is my case over here that's not salty, they say case of klipo. Ashad Hashani, come along, I'm walking down the Yish Cholkum. Not to mechal one versus another. Why they cannot separate one from another? The law is even the case of shomei, where the bomb thing is not sold to be a case of shishim over here. Now there's a Torah, the Bingzan over here at Rashba, that seems to understand the case of kachosh is shishim, and mamshach the Torah Bingzan the Rosh, the case of kachosh is a case of klip over here. Now come along the Beis Yosef, who says how in the world can say kachosh is shishim? We know the Rashi himself is mechav the case of kachos v'shumim. And then when the Taz gets involved over here, wants to answer, how in the world can he make a mistake in the Rashi b'shito? Say the Rashi was kachos shishim. Everyone knows the Rashi b'shito over here is kachos and the loch is klipo. So he gets involved first in mechav between one piece and two pieces. He gets involved in one piece. What's the lumpness over the side of the concept of how salt is working? Once it's machlokes is Rashi versus Rosh, is the side of lich v'seich? And therefore, the heter becomes hot. Ud melech kuseach, and the belias come hot. What's coming hot kuseach? Is over here there's a kuseach on the heter or on the belias over here? And what exactly means how to apply it? Pim Gom says not clear what the Taz exactly means over here. Yet who also said not clear exactly means. Well, coming out at least practically, the way he's saying coming out the Taz, if the over here discussing one piece, if the heter is kuseach, it goes into the whole entire piece. It's shishim. If it's a belias or a seich, it's kachosh, only goes inside a case of a klip over here. They want to say, machlekes, the rajbol's eichnami goes the whole entire piece over here. When it's one piece, like the heter is a seich. Mashang in the sutra of the rush over here. Now the Taz himself ends off, it's not meductic exactly that way in the Rishonim, the Lash Rishonim. That's at least how I want to answer Pshat in the Torah and the rush over here, the Vesesif. Fine. Again, what the lumps beyond it, each one, what exactly, how do you apply it, what's the difference, whether it's hat, the heter, we have a study again. We have two exceptions made, two limitations. Number one, the loch and sefiud, tamei tafel, and number two, the heter of the togavar. We have a third sugya over here. The idea over here of melicha by the case of kelim. Now, by the case of Kalim, we have two Sif over here. We have Sif Yigimel and Sif Yudalim. One of the cases will be that when by Kalim, when the case is Lach, that's Sifri Gimel, and Sifri Dal, sorry, Sifri Beis and Sifri Gimel. Sifri Beis is the case when the Kli is Lach, you have the thing you put inside is Lach, Vino, and the case of Sifri Gimel, the case of Salt, with Yavesh. Now the Gate of Kalim is always, the Kli is always going in the Kli, it's always coming out of the Kli. So you have to discuss Salt going in the Kli, and Salt going out of the Kli. That means you have a case of Nevela, Salty, can you ask the Kli that's Heter? So by now we know to transfer things there are always four things. There's Kovash, there's Bishul, there's Tzli, and there's Melicha. So let's go through each one of them. They get to Melicha inter Kli. What's the Lacha by the case of Kovash? Says the Issa Veta Oroch, what time are the Taz bringing the Simen? It's Kuloi. Says the Taz, what's the Lacha? It's Klipa. The Shach and Simen Tzadachas, Paschan is the Issa Veta Oroch, the right place can go, case of Kuloi. So Machlik is how much to go by the case of Kovash is the Kuloi. Klipa, Machlik is Taz and Shach. We have a second case, Bishul. How much should go in by case of Bishul by Kli? Well, by Kli Rishon, it's Kuloi. By Iroi, it's Klipa. By Kli Sheni, it's Machlokes Taz and Shach. Taz says Aloch is Kuloi unless they have some room of a double Chashim. And the Shach says Aloch is Klipa unless it's a case of Hefsid. What's Aloch in the gate to go to Tzli? Well, Tzli, by the case of Shomin, it's Kuloi. By the case of Kochlo, it's the case of Natilo. I mean, my first three cases over here, it depends upon the case, the situation, the parameters, not that simple. What's the halacha negates the sugya of melicha? How can we extrapolate from these three cases to our sugya over here? So the mice over here does not say what the halacha going into Kli is, but the Gil Mashah in Seftes sends you back to Amon Simit Sadeches Sivdalin. We learned at the beginning of this man. The Amon writes clearly the halacha going inside the Kli is Klipa. No one, as far as I know, argues the point, but not Machal with the case of Kachos Shomain. There's no chiluk over here. The loch is the Kli is Klipa. That means all three other cases is not clear or at different parameters. The case of Melicha goes inside the Klipa. For Shema, Bli Chaylik. Now we get to what comes out. Now we have a Kli that's Osir. Can we use the Kli that's Osir to go out and put inside a kosher things coming out? That's if your base is if your Gimel. So first, if your base, come along the Rav Yoh, and he says, if by Bishul and by Tzli it's Osir, comes out from it, what in my case of Melicha was saying, also it's Osir. So first, by Yisrael being Zayam, the Rav Yoah says, "My says Osir." Atzal Hashenid the Ilum Sotaisus again after Gimel and Aleph, it brings down a case that's building off the sugya that we learned by the sugya of Sif Yod when the Tamei Tafel. Tamei Tafel is what it has no salt to it, and they cannot ask anything even though it's Tamei. Here, the Kli Batzim is not salty. The Kli is Tafel, just like by Tamei Tafel cannot ask her, a Kli that Tafel also cannot ask her. Said Taisus, once we have the sugya clicking on Aser, there it says, if you want to take a case of a tefus that made kminas akum inside, you had goyim that made cheese inside, treif inside, now you want to use it to put Jewish milk inside to make kmina inside over here. And even salt it over here. Said Taisus, ain't sach hagola. Why? Because by mlicha, by kalim, it cannot get out from the kli. So by tamay tovel, cannot get it out. Here the kli is a tovel, cannot get it out. The Maisa Satoshi is Mutra Kilo, Eitzah HaGolo. You want to take a force of Gvinus Akim and put Gvinus Yisrael inside? No problem with Melicha. Now, the question you could ask is Maisa, when you salt a piece of meat, it comes a case of salty. So here you put salt on the Kli over here. So why is it Tamei that's Tafel? The Kli also has salt to it. Explains Yehuda, an obvious comment. When the salt comes on the piece of meat, Tamei Tovel cannot be a Meliach, comes part and parcel, and the salt itself cannot, the meat itself cannot be eaten, and not all Machav Molchai. When you put salt on top of the Kli, it's on top of the Kli. It's not part of the Kli, it's not being blade inside the Kli, it's on top of the Kli. So once it's on top of the Kli, it's like a Tamei Tovel, it cannot come out over here. Laloko, about this case, come on Machav and Amor, they're both Paskin, that's Mutar B'dievet. That means Losh Machav is Mutar B'dievet. The words of Ramah is very clear, Dafka B'dievet. Again, Nami Taisa sounds like even Archila, Ein Tzach HaGolo. The words of Mechav Ramah is Dafka B'dievet. What in Machmer B'dievet? It's either what's brought down from the Monachai, his words are Meshumah Herchak B'nakir. It's nice and disgusting to use a Kodesh Kli that's traitorous to it and make Jewish clean a Jewish cheese inside of it. It's just not nice. Stay away from it. It's like why we have a king with a cross on top of it by a chest set and break off the cross on top. Medina is no halacha. We stay away from what it stands for. Same thing, Herchak Menachir over here. Once for a second idea. Kamal Nagoin, he starts off his first reason. Rav Yol, Maisi argues. Yas is over here. A third reason, Issevet Arav says, because maybe the clear over here is Lachlukas left behind, Zashma Moshus, wasn't cleaned out that well, and therefore it's not usually Lachatkilo, but the other Maisi is mutter. So the three reasons why the Maisi Mechabam was say, Medinoi is mutter, but at least only Medinoi.
What? I want to
be back about Tumut Meliach. I'm not sure you're saying, maybe afterwards. Now brings to really the next case, is Sifir Gimel, which also brought down another place, similar to the case of Zayin. But the case when you have a salt in the Kli, when the thing inside is not a case that's, like Gavina has some black focus to it, it's Yavish, something that's dry over here. That means coming from Mamshuk Tesis, he writes, Maisim Mechol Yoim. People have a salt dish that was fleishik over here, and take the fleishik salt dish, take it out and put it inside the milk, inside the gvino, no problem. Maisim b'chol yoyim. And the end of a machmer tovla bracha. Now, when the end of a machmer tovla bracha, he has two cases over here. There's a case of the gvinas akum, that put inside gvinas yisrael, that the fuss over here, the case of lachluchis. And the end of a maisim b'chol yoyim, a case of tziyavish over here, taking out the salt from the fleishik dish. Where's the machmer tovla bracha going back on? On the ratio, on the case of Achluchis, and Sifya Beis, or on Sifya Gimel. So come on, Lemo, and he says over here on Sifya Gimel, Hamachma Tavla Bracha. So that over here, the Taz says, I'm going to go to Simon Tzadikai. Over there, writes, Hamachma Tavla Bracha, it's Maisim Machol Yoim in Taisis. Maisim Machol Yoim, Maisim Machol Yoim, people don't want Bracha over there. They don't care about the thing over here. Avadikira Bracha. So what's Machma Tavla Bracha? He brings down the Yamshu Shloim, it's all going back on the ratio. Negates the case of Gvinas Akum to use it for over here. But Lachila, you want to have a salt dish that's fleishiks and take it and use the salt for milk, the mice is mutter. Come on, Shach and Kusi Kesev. It says no. Mice and Machal Yoyim means it's mutter, Eichnabi. But still, there's a chash over here. Maybe there's not knock over here. Maybe there's some lachulis left behind. And therefore, still, we have a machmatal abrachal. The mice that comes out is a machlix over here among the Ushainim is a mutter Lachila. That's the words of the Torah, or the simple reading of Taishas, Machmatala Bracha, going on the safe over here. Aloha, we have a Machlik among the place, keeping the Machab over here, and Simon Tzadik said, Mutl Lachatchila. That's the Taz Yam Shishloimo. Now, when it says Mutl Lachatchila, there's always a question, what does that mean? It means you can put the salt in the dish, and then take the salt out of the fish just to use it? What does that mean? Once it's really in the dish, I've read Lachatchila to go use it. Ke'ein, the Ilo always knows the question, Aloha is enough and not in the Yomai. Is mutter lechatchila for shama simin tarakesim beis, meaning you have a fleishik pot that's in a ben yomai, you cook your spaghetti inside, you take the spaghetti out and put cow cheese inside, mutter, no problem. Shama, the question is, can you lechatchila cook the spaghetti but das you plan to put the cow cheese inside? Big mavuch among my friend will do that. Going chach mesodim. Same thing. Can you put a cake into your fleishik oven and but das to eat a cake with milchiks? Interesting question. I want to say maybe an oven's better in the case of a pot. Pashas is true. That's a shiloh here. The Meister, the Yad Hud, the Mada Shulchan says the case over here, the Chathchila, means even the Chathchila. You want to put your salt, the Chathchila, inside your salt dish over here, according to the Mechaber. You're allowed to even take it out, put it on your milkshakes. Even the salt dish is fleishik over here. Meister, Mamshach Rabo, and says, Vamachma Tavla Bracho. What's the far word to Machma Tavla Bracho? So, the Chod reason, if you look at Makar, the Issevet Aruch, I mean, he's coming from a means of Sifya base. You have to be reason why to be machmer, either as the Rav Yoshiko, or because I forgot the for a second reason. Oh, a machmer akir, right? Or with that, the sorrow over here, of it's not lucky. They point out, before those two reasons don't apply. Well, unless with the sorrow, maybe it's not lucky. So machmer is not the isvet orch, which really leads to another case. It's called a saltish. Can people have saltish? You can look at the place. That means that more. It's a drop different. In most cases, when the dish itself is fleishiks, and you always use fleishiks, can you put salt inside to store it for fleishiks and milchiks? But Tom, can you have a salt dish with milchiks and fleishiks? It does sound like the Shamo for Machma Tavla Bracha. They have a second Makar, you go back to this Taz Yamshu Shlomo, and he writes over there that even though we don't have the Machma Tavla Bracha, it's only time to sigur a sigur of Lach Nafi Yovish, he brings down that it's a minik toiv, already, he says a minik mishbeach, minik Ashkenaz, that people should have a separate salt dish. Why? Because their hands are dirty. They put inside sometimes their hands with lachluchis, fleishiks, milchiks. And then inside their hands are being dirty. So the minik tried to have a separate salt dish. Where they come from? A third ma'amokam, makar. The Man and the Simpe Chas, he writes that, that when people, when they take from the salt, a lot of times it's not that they're taking the salt with their hands, they're taking the piece of meat or the flesh and they dip it inside. We dip it inside, maybe some of the Shurim Meichel is left behind. The Gami Dina went to be Chayshish, but maybe sometimes he gets left behind, stuck behind. See, a lot of times the sugar is clumped together. Why is it clumped together? Because you mixed your coffee, and they took another spoonful of sugar. Now, how do you get clumped together? Because some of the luchas on your spoon went inside the sugar. That means why the yeshiva is always clumped together. Like it starts from the beginning, it's always like smooth. And then, come back, have it all clumped together, because everyone went back and forth. So for these three reasons, come along, and the words of Lashon Aruch HaShulchan Sim Peches, Shemnogu Kol Yisrael Lidus Lam Kli Melech Lebos L'Pnei Atzmoy L'Chol B'Pnei Atzmoy. The minute Klal Yisrael, for these two reasons over here, the machmer to have, whether it's a machmer to Lebrocho, it's have the Migtoim B'Nei Gnei Ashkenaz, it's have we dip and leave things behind, everyone has their own salt dish over here. There's no difference. We'll get to salt shakers. That's the salt dish. We'll get there. My friends, let's finish with what it says over here. Now, on the sip over here, in the Gerta, again, the saltish over here, again, the two cases of saltish. This case sounds like it's Mamsha Fleshka saltish over here. The loch is the Ramosa Ramach Matola Bracho. Come on, there are two Makilegas over here. I want to define how to say this cool over here. One it brings down from Sheva and Tveres Hamosha. The Lachod is a serious Mechab and Simon Samach Tes. Maisa Mechab is Machmer. Over here, Maisa is Mekel. So you want to answer by Kli Cheres, it's different than the case of a Kli Eitz, a Kli Mateches. By Kli Cheres, Rav Sheva wants to say, it's Rosh Moshe Paskin to be Machmer, it's also Medinoi. Masha Enke in the case of a Kli Eitz. However, the Kli Eitz Mamshach, it says, the Shach himself in Simin Samachtes brings down the Loch between Mekel, he says, Apil the Kli Cheres. And that's when you look at the Mordechai inside, Mordechai writes, Be'etz, Mateches, Cheres for Evan. The Advaz goes this way, the Ramon Taurus Chatzit says, even Shach Kalim. That means we have a, maybe a limitation of the Kli Eitz in this heter. The Meister Pleiskim would not go this way. The words of the Badei Shulchan is Shire Pleiskim with Sosmul Hokel. Not to Machal Bodhi Kli Cheres, Kli Matechas. That means if you're a saltish. Even the Fleishik, even Kli Cheres, make your dinner, Meister's Mutter, Agam Machmet Elo Brocho. Not only that, there's a Pesach Shuman Simon Tzadikei. You want to say Mamash Rakert. The only Machmet Elo Brocho is only the Kli Cheres. However, Kli Eitz, Mamash's Mutter, even though there is no Machmet Elo Brocho. And that's the Dr. Shuvah and the Badei Shulchan said, no, Simon's not Pleiskim, not the way, not the Mechalik. That means not Lekul, not Lechumra. Then the day we're Machmer Tov LeBracha on all Kalim, and then the day we're not going to ask on all Kalim. The second point of Mekivagar, it brings down also the first of Moshe, we want to tell you that this Inu is saying that any Melicha B'Kalim, if that one went in through Melicha, it won't come out through Melicha. But let's say it went in through the case of Bishol, it's Fleishik without Sugya Bishol. And now we want to take out through the case of Melicha, the Maisi said, maybe the Tzati Machmer. The end of the Tzarchian. Maisi again, as the Tegmavavar, in Simon Samtes, the Adhudo, the Badei Shulchan says, all the Pashim Sosim Lekulo, there's no Chilak, aim Licha Lekalim, it's Nichol and the Suga of Tamei Topol, should be Mutter, Api the Cheshm of the Suga should not make any difference. Because Tamei is Topol is Mutter, what's the difference over here if it went into the case of Bishul to the case of Licha? At the end of the day, it's not affected, Tamei Topol cannot come out, the Maisi should be Mutter. That means there are two stages of Kivager. One who wants to be Machman and Kli Cheres, one who Machman Nichol in case of Bishul, the Meister Pleiskim HaMekel. But Yavish, from the case of Yavish. Yavish and Machman Tov LeBracha. Yavish. Now, in the Gerta to is going to salt us, we have three reasons why to be Machmer, either by case of a Machman Tov LeBracha, Menik Toiv, or we have the one in some Peches. Practically, in the Gerta, a salt shaker, or ketchup, or mustard, or spices. So the person to have two different salts, salt shakers, two different ketchups, mustard, or kadoima. Now, as far as I see among the Malakim, the Svarim, the Pleiskim, the Zmanenu, they all say, come out the same Yisayid. Job to how to say it over, but again, come out the same idea. Medina Avadis Mutter, you'll have one salt shaker. Avadir, however, it's a nicer thing to have different ones. You saw kadoishim, that means you go to the store by the salt shakers, they sell with a red top, a blue top and a white top. Not for design, but for fleishiks, milchiks, and parvel. It's very nice. Beautiful thing in this country. There's not much three different tops you ever realize. Some people tell me, they tell them, they don't realize that. There are three different tops over here. Red is fleishiks, blue is milchiks, and white is parvel. Now, especially in the case of kids, it's better. But my son, why is it mutter? They point out, let's say you take salt over your children. And zeya is steaming up over here. Now, first when the zeya hits it, it's not a case, it's yad slash boy. Doesn't burn you, no oil flying up over there. not yet Slazboy. El might say that's cold. So some of Moshe's went over there. So first they point out when you're shaking it, it's coming out. That means it's not coming in. If it's coming out, it's not coming in. Elamai, when you pull back, it's not really lined up to go exactly into the holes over there. And there's Betzim, there's before show, Bach, what time of Kivegir, by the Sugi of Zayah. He says when you have an open area and not sure if things get in, he says it's time to get him soft, but not Choshish. Not Choshish. Why? The whole idea of Zayah is a Kumma, it's a Rosh, based on Mishra Makshirim, Mach Masav, get open area, not Choshish. Elamai, you tell me, no, Mamashim went in. Why you pull back at that second, at the angle, some cold Zayah went in? It's bottom Elif. That amount that went in, the Masha, the Ule went in, not really to worry about it. What's more of a problem usually is when kids are hands, or people act like kids, their hands are dirty, and therefore you know you have your pizza, and it has all oily from cheese, they touch the outside of the salt, they have your meatballs, who eat them however, and they touch the outside of your salt over here, that might be more of an issue. I said, when in the beginning, I used to, my house, Rabbi Machmer, have two ketchups, two salts, two spices for everything. Maisa Yisrael Kedoshim, that's correct thing to go do, I think. That's Minigan Nochlein Dovet Taiv. But in my house, I learned that they use everything for Kedoshim and Melachim. The salts were mostly Kedoshim, both of them, and the ketchups and the mustard. And it wasn't worth the stringency for the Akmas Nevesh. Not it was Akmas Nevesh, but it was one Kedai. And therefore, we left it as is. We have now one salt, one ketchup, one everything, or five of everything, for whatever reason, a lot of people. And therefore, they tell me when I get married, I can have my own house. But nice. Right now, my kids tell me they do what they want. The mice bedin the mice, it's mortar. So if you can, kol hakavod, machmat al habracha. There is an Indian of Milo concept why you should, especially mitzvah your hands, it might be dirty over here. Mitzvah local mice is not a problem. The most you have over here is really a machmat al habracha, until you said mice in b'chol yoyim. So you have a mice in b'chol yoyim in Tosfos, kach noyik in mice in b'chol yoyim. Maybe in those days, also the kids around the house, but they did have a mice and mice before you have a mice between its motor. Sorry? No. No, get to what you're saying. Mama Shif Yadal. Mama Shif Yadal. Well, thank you.
Look at Shif Yadal there. Salt that comes out when you hold it like this. Ketchup, you can hold it above and it doesn't.
Again,
out.
The wall is. Again.
You can hold the ketchup above.
So it depends which ketchup. Out. If the Israeli ketchup comes out pretty quickly, also what's coming out is ready with the Zay hit it. You have to think about it. If it went in, so that's the era that's coming out. So you have to have a time where you finish coming out, and you're not holding it in anymore because it's coming out. You're pulling it back. So how's it getting in? Like, again, if it came in, it's coming in, right? That's the first thing it hits, it's coming out.
Maybe we need red, white, and blue ketchup.
Taka, advertise, make money, but signs all over the place. I'm covered for it. The last one we have in the Sugim Licha. Is a case when a person does melicha to a piece of meat, that what happens is salt comes out, it goes, I'm sorry, the salt on the piece of meat, and the dam comes out, and you have a salty dam. You have dam that's salty. You have blood that's salty over here. Now this person, for some odd reason, put it and took this dam that's salty, dam that's salty, and he put it on top of his vegetables. Why would he do that for? I'm not sure. Now he put it on top of his vegetables over here, and the question is, to mishara, how much of this dam is osir? And what tomato vegetables over here? That means coming with the base station, we have three options. Again, we have dam, that's osir, and we have salt over here. Are we mishar on the salt? You took the salt and you put it onto your vegetables. Salt on the vegetables, not dam on your vegetables. Salt that's belaya dam, you put it on your vegetables. So you have salt that's belaya dam on top of your vegetables. Are you mishar the dam that's belaya inside? One option is the base station. Are you mishara the salt itself? Or once you mishara the salt itself, the salt is a vila timer. We know the law of Simon Tadaches, vila timer, vila elfly bottle. Three different options over here. To come along with the base station, you have Bignam Achleikis. The Sefer Truma, Tosfos says, the gather is connected the salt. Masha Eken, Shimon Mikutsoi, the Rivo says, connected the time of the Melech. What time of the Melech? Explains the Taz over here. It means time of the Melech. Explains the Taz over here. What does it mean? I feel my elfly bottle. Because you're judging with the time of melech, the melech is also, feel my elfly bottle. My colleagues among the Shainim. Lalocho, the Mechaber and the Mapask in the same din, Negan and Melech, but for two separate reasons. Saying the same thing, two different reasons. That means coming with Mechaber and says, why should he ask it? What's this wrong here to ask the Melech and go against the Melech? So the Zugim Chanam. Does Mechaber hold the Chanam by Shari Surim? No. So he's not asking the Melech Atzchanan, Elamai Avila Taimei? Well, the salt's not also. So he can say Avila Taimei. So that means he cannot answer the Melech Hatzchanan. He's not asking us Avila Taimei because the salt's not also. He's only asking him to have the dam. But we have a klal, explains the Shach, that we do not know how much came out of what went inside. Since you do not know how much came inside, the most that came inside is inside of the Melech. So doing Keneg the Melech, why? It's had the dam Shiboy. Because we do not know how much dam went inside the Melech. That's the Mechabashito. The Ramoshit is, you know why connecting the Melech? Chenan. The Dam come along and ask the Melech, going against the Melech. That means the Mechal is going against the Dam, I don't know how much. So you go, the most is the size of the Melech. The Ramos saying, why against the Melech? Instead of Sugim Chenan. I it's Chenan. Correct them all upon himself. It's a Vila Taime. The Chesod is also a Vila Taime. Taime can be airfly bottle. And for the Ramos with the Yisoid, the Isik cannot go further. His words are, Eina Neser, Isik Yishim the Osir. The koyach where it's coming from has no more strength to get more than where it's coming from. That means the record of the basis of Siftes, it comes from Tayshin Daf by us in Chulun Daf Tag Vavim Beis. The loch is over there when it's kochush k'tei klipo. If you analyze it, we say the sugi of Chanan in fact Tayshvis, let's say a piece has five klipas. Let's ask the first one as Chanan as klipo. That klipo should not ask the second klipo. Second klipo should ask the third klipo. So they ask the fourth. So whatever he said is a klipo, we wrote of Chanan, let's each one ask the next. Elamai, we have a side in a nesel, isa, yisim, isser. You don't have more of a koyach than where the source it came from. But they give a marshal, a power of attorney. Right? This koyach, the thing that soul came also, cannot be more than what it came from, which is the dam. The dam would not be the latimei. The soul should not be the latimei. That's Yisrael Shaboy. That means at the end of the day, why is the also connected to the melech? The mechaber for his reason, why do not know how much the dam is really the amount. Mashenki, the Ramah, inside the Melech, why Chanan? I would not say the Klal of the time. Nachmina, we once spoke out, say it again, is that when a person goes on a date with his wife, day night, everyone knows you have to go do that. Shana lasts for 20 years. And therefore, you go to a hotel and you order your Coke or you order your tea, depends what age you are, and it comes inside of it a lemon. And the question now is, let's go with the assumption, big tumult if that's true, an assumption, but let's say in the back, in the kitchen, they take the knife, they cut the chazer, go to a place without ashkocha. Coke's no problem. You get it in the plastic cup. It's a plastic cup, Coke, and they have over there a piece of lemon inside of it. The lemon was cut with pashas, the same knife that was in the kitchen, they cut chazer. Katrefus, nevelis. Now what happens? You cut the lemon, and now you have it inside. So the question is, can you drink the Coke? Can you drink your tea over here? So let's go through the sugya. It's not bishul. Not a problem here. Make it simple. It's not a sugya of kovush. It's not 24 hours. I the lemon's charif. 6 to 18 minutes. Usually not 6 to 18 minutes. But if it is, who cares? Because the liquid has to be charif. Not the lemon's charif. The idea has the liquid to be charif. Case of kovush. So you need 24 hours. Your coke and tea was not 24 hours. So not bishul, it's not kovush. You left with over here, then what happened? You cut your lemon. What came out of the lemon? The bleus, what came in from the knife. How many droplets came out of the lemon? 5 droplets. You taste it. That's what you put inside. You taste the lemon inside your coke, lemon inside your tea over here. So the chura, what are you tasting? The lemon. But if it was not a vidula taime, the bleus of the knife is fleishik, so nevela chazer, do you have 300 droplets of coke inside your drink over here? Yeah. You have about that bottle of shisha. The only problem is the lemon shiboy. The lemon is what? Our halacha, what it says over here, by the Rama, which we also had earlier in Simitzad Ches of Ches, that you saw Eina Neser, Oiser Yeshim and Oiser. That means that Vidila Taimei is a lemon. The lemon is better than the mortar, no problem with the lemon. The Isha shiboy is what? Is a bleus inside the knife. The knife and not a Vidila Taimei. The one does not have the Milo or the Baya Vidila Taimei, and therefore you might see your coke is mortar. You take out the lemon. Now to order with the lemon, so you take out the lemon, why can you maybe get to the bottom, it might be a question about it also, maybe on shishim. Take out the lemon, you drink your tea, you drink your coke, might not be a problem. Now to be clear, before that's dafkin chutz l'aretz. In the Eitzel go to place that ashkocho, you have another sugya, erlo, shumas ha-maisus, abaya ha-shmito, these things are for a guva dover. And not in a din of a blue over here coming from another place. Don't have the head of Eina Neser, Oiser Yishim, Isser. It's a Guva Dover. Once it's a Guva Dover, then you have a problem. That means over here, make sure I don't want the lemon, or make sure you go to good hashgacha, but that's a good place over here. Otherwise, you do have an issue how to deal with it. I'll just point out seven differences between the sugya melicha versus tzli. That means we know melicha is kerosayach, but not always melicha kerosayach. First, two differences in the gate of Rishonim. We see in the Rosh that he holds the gate of the sugya of melicha. The locha is when it's kochosh, it's klipo. However, in the case of tzli, it's a tilo. The second afternoon, the Ramban negated the case of shomein, at least before the Ramban is chaser. The case of shomein by the case of tzli, referring kuloi. Mash eki case of melicha, not referring kuloi. There are two afternoons among Rishonim. Three afternoons, the Prima Gun over here, at the end of the Sim bring down a locha, negate the sugya of melicha. The first thing he says, first you have no klal. Melicha is always klipo, and tzli is always netilo. That means in the test he answers shishim and mutar asur, you left out the main points. Melicha is always the case over here of klipo, and tzli is netilo. That's his third nafkamino, first on the Prima Gadam. Another nafkamino, he goes to Bahalach of the Shach, is being mehetem mefata the iser. The hetem shamin, this is kachush. The loch is negea to a tzli, who come along to be machmer. So Shach, but mash enki, in the case of melicha, who won't come along to be machmer. The Taz wants to make them both. The Shach wants to make up to one and the other. A third nafkamino is an interesting head to the Ramah has in Sefes, the Kulo. We say Shishim, let's say you have Chelev attached to a piece. Is Shishim versus Chelev? Well, Shishim gets the whole entire Chaticho. Negate to the Sugya of Tzli, we say the Locha Shishim versus the whole entire Chaticho, because it is a Dovok. Mashenki the Ramah is a Kulo in Sefes. You want to put the Rajbe Shita together with Rav Yoshito, say it's not a friend of Mokon, then we say the Locha is Klipo. Therefore, he says the Locha Shishim versus the Chelev. And not first Shishim versus the Chaticho. Two more nafkaminas is the form of a case of Srach Shaminus. Today he wants Machal in the case of Tzli versus the case of Melicha. By Tzli he says, I look at you, Mach my Epsom Rubo versus the case of Melicha. Yam Numus Achren Jew want to argue, Prim Gonim Chach Mazon Chaznish. And Nochal nafkaminas is also your Plita Bekalim. That means negate the case of Tzli by Kochush, the Loch is Klipo. That means here we put the case of Shomain. Kemal Shach says maybe Shishim, maybe not. It's not clear. It's Chetshuva, Bortan in the Behuda, Bortan the Magavam in Hilchos Pesach. It says the Loch is even Shomin is Klipo, therefore not to leave the Suffolk, not go to the Suffolk of the Shach after Vada the Magavam. After me we spoke out. Put the Chalas on top of your children cover on Shabbos. You want to heal up the Chalas Meisar Pleishiks. How much case of a Klipo? Mashenki the Loch in the gate to Melicha. What's the Loch in the gate to Kalim? Ain't Melicha be Kalim. Doesn't come out. That means by Tzli it comes out by Kalim. But the case of Melicha did not come out by case of Kalim. So look for the seven half communities between Melicha and Tzli. Those of course want to say the even Lalocha. These are seven. No, I'm on my Simacher. The Tomato, Yishim, Lagim, Zavazam, Yishwaka, Wendel, Matur, Hokinog.
Talk
about you said please.
Yeah, but
also Tomatoffel. Okay, that helps us. Yeah, go back to Kivay, it's not that simple. But Maisa, we end off Simple Cafe. We spent about a month on it. It's part of the heart and soul of anyone who knows Teruvis has to know this Simon over here. We have 2 weeks Chazara. There's a reason why the first test is 3 days Chazara, second test is 3 days, next test is a week Chazara. There are 2 weeks, even more than 2 weeks, about 17 days over here. You're not going to get back to this, you don't know it now. Shabbos you get back to, you spend time, this is the time now to acquire something in the void. This is for life over here. It's a tough thing here to read, to understand, but once you know it, again, it's like Yisrael Hatcher. Once you know what it says it. You just got to do Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. If you know the shortcut, not Chazara, please tell me. I'm trying to know the shortcut already. But Maisa, if you don't know the shortcut, you got to learn it over and over and acquire it. This is mine right now. What about this course? Like, you do my Zutoro. The moment now, look at Maisa. A Purim Suda, you have to ask yourself Purim Suda with Torah. Why the Hudim is Oro is the Torah, then you have the Purim Suda. So, what about Schus? Kofay, start off the Sugya, learning it now. Schus, the Purim over here. Mizaki, we have 3 days Purim, every day learning a little stickle over here. This is the heart and soul over here. You want to get confused, get overwhelmed, that's confused. This is something you can get, this is something you can learn, something that's very important. Again, a lot of things are very negate, even if they get Shabbos. Sleep official, this is Shinyu Chesavir. Some kinds are easy, some are hard, but you gotta learn. I'm like, actually, Emesai. Slochu Rabo. Be'er Shem again, I told Oilam, what Shabbos in my house. the Sudas Meshachachma, a Slachachachma.